broadcasting from the great state of Texas. News and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Good evening, Lubbock, Amarillo, Abilene, Wichita Falls, Midland, Odessa, Dallas, Fort Worth, down in Houston, over in El Paso, and anywhere else inside or outside the great state of Texas, wherever you may be listening on this Tuesday, November 4th, Election Day, 2025. We welcome you into the program. Glad to have you with us today. As, oh boy, do we have a lot to talk about, a lot to get into on the show today. We've got some election news out there. It's that time of the evening where you have in some of these areas where they're doing exit polling. We have some exit polling on just the attitude of the country, which of course is going to be horrible. The country is in a mood right now, so we've got that going on. We'll talk about it. I've already seen some stories out. What tonight's results could mean? What could they mean for our future? What could they mean for the upcoming midterm elections? What could they mean? We will get into that as the show does progress today. We have some Texas Senate news that we'll be getting into. Outraged liberals. We still have that government shutdown going on. We could get into that a little bit on the show today and get your thoughts on it. More fallout from Tucker Carlson interviewing Nick Fuentes. We'll get into that a little bit later on as well. And, of course, we want to hear from you on all the big issues of the day. You've heard from everybody else all day long. Now it's your chance, your opportunity to sound off on the news and issues that you care about. How do you do it? Well, it's quite simple. All you have to do is reach out to us. There's a few different ways to do that. One, you can text in. You can text in at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. When you text in, give us your name and where you're listening from. That way we can give you the proper shout-out whenever you text into the show. You can also reach us on the app. Just tap the app. Send us a message that way. Whatever your station app is, you can send us a message just like that. Real easy to do. Through the station's app. And, we're also on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on X, Instagram. X is also known as Twitter. And we're also on Facebook, too. So you got a lot of different ways to get onto the show and send in your thoughts. Oh, yeah, we can't forget the phone. It's the old-fashioned way of connecting with people, talking to people. All you have to do is dial in at 1-800-687-0790. That's 1-800-687-0790. The first voice you hear from when you dial in today, it's not exactly officially sweater weather with the temperature being in the 80s today, but with Nick, it's always sweater weather. Nick, how are you today?
I'm doing well. It is always sweater weather. Also, I am pleased to announce that I've brought the studio into the 21st century.
Did you really? What did you do?
I splurged.
Oh.
I got a new fan.
A fan.
One of those high-tech.
Wow.
Bladeless.
Oh.
Fans. You can stick your hand through it.
Really?
I mean, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, so you went out and got a Dyson. That's nice.
Well, not quite.
Okay.
This was possibly the cheapest bladeless fan.
Okay.
In their little description.
A bison.
A bison.
Yeah.
In their selling point was quiet. You won't even tell that it's on. It's no blades.
Yeah, I hear it.
And let me tell you. There's noise.
Yeah.
It is currently about 3 feet from me.
Right.
And with headphones on. And you talking.
Yes.
Oh, I hear it.
Yeah, I can hear it. Yeah.
So, you know what? It looks cool. Did it do as promised? No. But it's doing what a fan should.
Is it cooling down that studio?
It's doing the job of a fan.
Yeah.
Which is cooling both me and the studio down. So I can't fault it completely.
You know, if you weren't wearing a sweater,
three layers,
that could help.
It could.
Yeah.
But that won't dampen the sound.
That is true.
The sound which it promised it would not emit.
Yeah.
But boy, it looks cool.
Well, if you would have gone with the Dyson, that would have been quiet.
I should have. In fact, here, let me show you.
Yeah.
What it looks like here. And I'm sure you can
nice.
Hear it.
Oh, nice. I like that. You bought the... Yeah. Is that a bronze? Is that a rose
I think
gold?
It's sort of a rose gold.
Okay.
And a white.
Gotcha.
Looks cool.
You know, it's very luxurious.
It is.
It looks like the priciest thing over there.
That's true.
Yeah.
It probably is. But yeah, it looks cool. Quite loud. But it's okay.
Yeah.
We learn.
And I'm glad you got the bladeless because we have had many circumstances where we've had producers who have looked
sticking
at the fans.
Pencils. Yeah.
Tongues, fingers, just...
When body parts start going to the fan...
You're just putting you stuff in the fan, and you're like, what are you doing?
You hear the...
You're not a child. You're an adult.
You know what sucks, though, with this fan?
What's that?
You can't talk into the back of it and have the robo voice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you used to do that as a kid. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, you can't do that. Now you just look weird.
Yeah, that's true.
You're just talking into a bladeless fan.
Yeah. I think at your age, Nick, no matter what, you would look weird doing it. No offense.
Okay, fair
point.
But
you are at the age where it's a little much. Unless you had like a little kid in front of you
the kid loves it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, exactly.
Doing it
exactly.
For the kid. Yeah.
Today's running topic, and we like to throw stuff out there just for the audience to, you know, it's something other than politics, something for you to think about. I'm glad that, you know, Nick brought up the old-fashioned, you know, something about old-fashioned fans. This has nothing to do with old-fashioned fans, but I think this could be a fun one. A little bit of a memory here. Two restaurants. We got, you know, it's a Tuesday, so we give you two. Two restaurants from the past that you'd love to bring back. Two restaurants from the past that they could be local. They can be a national chain that has gone belly up. They can be just a mom and pop that used to be out there that you know of. It doesn't even have to be in your city. It can be from somewhere else. Just two restaurants from your past that you'd love to bring back. You'd love to go back to them. You'd love to have maybe one more meal at that restaurant. Whatever that restaurant may be. What are the two restaurants from your past that you would like to bring back and go back to? You can text in at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can send in your thoughts on the text line. You can also reach out to us as well at 1-800-687-0790. That's 1-800-687-0790. Now, before we take our first break, want to also, I think I can make this announcement. I think we're okay to make this announcement that next week, next Saturday, is that right? Next Saturday? I think it's next. Yeah. Next Saturday, Amarillo, we're going to come hang out. We're going to come hang out with you. We're going to be at the Knife Guys. We're going to get you the time, all the details as we get closer. But we're going to come hang out with you. We're going to have some special deals, I'm hearing. We're going to have a great time, as always, at the Knife Guys there in Amarillo. And so for the Amarillo audience, we're going to come out, see you, hang out with you. We can talk about the other cities. We like doing that when we all get together. It'll be an Amarillo show only on that Saturday, and we'll give you the times, all that kind of good stuff, as we get closer to the event at the Knife Guys in Amarillo. We'll give you all the details as we get closer. When we come back, we'll get into some of the news of the day, your phone calls, your text. Already got some folks texting in on your two restaurants from the past that you'd love to bring back. What are they? We'll be right back.
The Chad Hastie Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hastie Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Eat, drink, smoke with Tony Katz.
Just never been a Dr. Pepper guy. I'm not.
Why do you hate Texas?
Love Texas. I cannot wait to go down there and do a show. How have we not been invited yet?
Beats me.
Come on, Texas. Get it done.
Eat, drink, smoke with Tony Katz. Saturday evenings, 5 to 7 on the KFYO app.
Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. It is election day. You have until 7 p.m. to get out and vote and cast your ballot on depending on where you live, you've got a number of issues that you'll be voting on. You got at least 17 constitutional amendments that you'll be voting for. And, of course, there's different guides out there, different things that you can read in advance before you go and vote. If you want to read those beforehand, we've talked quite a bit about some of those constitutional amendments, and now we'll see if any of them fail. I think a vast majority of them will probably pass. In fact, probably all of them will pass, but we'll see. We'll see. There might be a couple that surprise a few people. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. On the app chat, had this earlier. This from Derek. Chad, did you ever talk about Michelle Obama? Not Michelle Obama. Kamala Harris, excuse me. I got a Michelle Obama story over here. Kamala Harris talking about how the voting age should be lowered to 16. I didn't talk about it. What was that? I think that was before. Wasn't that in? I think that was an interview before Halloween, maybe. So I didn't get to it. Yeah, she, if I remember right, she's out promoting her stupid book. And the Democrats just want her to go away, by the way. The Democrats are just ready for her to go away. But she had said something to the effect that climate anxiety for younger people, the younger people have climate anxiety, and that we should lower the voting age to 16. That from Kamala Harris. Why not 12? Why not 8 years old? Why not? Why keep it there? Why just go down to 16? I mean, aren't there younger children who have climate anxiety? Is climate anxiety a good reason, one, for anything? Two, to lower the voting age because you have climate anxiety? How about you let kids be kids? How about that? How about we just allow kids to be kids and have fun? Hey, do you remember, Nick, do you remember what it was like to be a kid and not know all the adult problems that were out there? Oh boy, wasn't that nice? Wasn't it nice just to be a kid? And the biggest issue that you may go is, oh, I got to go home. Mom's telling us dinner is ready. She's out on the front porch going, dinner is ready. I got to go. I'll see you tomorrow. We can play more basketball tomorrow. See you later. Yeah, as a kid, your biggest worry was, hey, did I rewind before I took the tape back to Blockbuster? Did I do that? Be kind, rewind. Did I do that right? Okay. How about we just let kids be kids? Can we do that? If a kid wants to be up on politics, great, wonderful. But the last thing we need, sometimes 16-year-olds can be annoying. I don't know if anybody knows that. But what was her name? Greta Thunberg. That's the last thing we need, are a bunch of 15- and 16-year-old Greta Thunbergs running around who think they know everything. And you're not allowed to tell them to shut up because they're kids. You can't just look at the kid and go, shut up. You can't do that. People get mad at you. And the parents can do it, but, you know, now parents are like, they're, you know, BFFs with their kids. They don't even tell them to shut up. But no, 16-year-olds don't. Now, I think we should raise the voting age, actually. We should raise the voting age. I'll probably get in trouble for saying some of this, but I think we should raise the voting age. And yes, you should have to pass a basic test. I know people are going to get mad at me and go, Chad, that's racist. No, it's not. It's not racist. Just a basic, who is your mayor? Who is your mayor? Who is your city councilman? Who's your congressman? That right there, the congressman, that would wipe out 25% of people. They wouldn't know. Name the vice president and name president of the United States. That's it. That's all you have to know. And you can go and vote. I would love to add more questions, but we're going to keep it simple. And I think we can wipe out 25% of people who go and vote. And I'm sorry, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. If you don't know who the president or vice president is, you just know. Stay home. Just stay. You don't need to worry about making decisions. If you don't know who the president, vice president, if you don't know who the mayor is of your town, you don't need to worry about making decisions. You can just stay home. There's a lot of stuff to watch on Netflix. There's really good stuff to watch, too. So, yeah, that would be me. That would be me. Let's have a test. Well, you can't do that. I know. You can't do it. It's racist, bigoted, all that kind of stuff. You're not allowed to. Let's see. Two restaurants that people would like to see brought back. We've had quite a few folks weighing in. Let's see. I've had a few votes for this. The Brittany, Poncho's Buffet. Mean Woman Grill and open two locations. let's see. Casa Ole from Kendra in Lubbock. First cafeteria back in Casa Ole. Gotcha. El Chico's, 80s to 2010, Lubbock only. Let's see, Bob and Martha York's Western Sizzling and Original Furs Furs and Shakey's. Thanks for weighing in with. Shannon and Amarillo, Char-Kel Hamburgers, and Myers Drumstick. Michelle, Southwest Ohio, both local restaurants, the Grub, first the Grub Steak and the Upper Crust. Let's see. Texture Durango's and Shakey's Pizza. Let's see. Paul from Post in the Dallas, Arlington area from the 70s. Steak and Ale. I think they're bringing back. I know one Steak and Ale opened already. I think they're bringing back another one. They keep saying that. They're going to bring back Steak and Ale. We'll see. 806-680-2790. Texture Circle Burger from Shallow Water, because I heard great things about it, but never had a chance to try it. And Bennigan's, the Monte Cristo sandwich. Loved Bennigan's. Oh, I loved Bennigan's. Yeah, the Monte Cristo, it was good. Yeah, it was a good one. When we come back, your phone calls, your text. We'll get into the Texas Senate race and much more on the Chad Hastie Show.
Call in to the Chad Hastie Show at 1-800-687-0790. The Chad Hastie Show, broadcasting on the Texas Town Square Media Network.
When I'm driving, I look twice for motorcycles.
I look twice because motorcycles are easy to miss.
I look twice just in case a motorcycle's in my blind spot.
I look twice at intersections and before I turn left.
I look twice because I want to know for sure.
I look twice for motorcycles because I don't want to hurt anyone.
Look twice for motorcycles. There's a life riding on it. A message from Texas Department of Transportation.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome. And ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
TSN headlines, property tax relief, bail reform, dementia prevention among the issues covered by the 17 constitutional amendments Texans are voting on today. Cutting property taxes has been an emergency item for Texas. Prop 13 would help increase savings. Bail reform has been a top priority of Governor Abbott. Proposition 3 requires judges to deny bail under certain circumstances. The polls close at 7. Dallas County Commissioners Court has donated $1 million to the North Texas Food Bank. The donation comes as food banks nationwide expect a massive increase in demand, given SNAP benefits are losing funding due to the ongoing government shutdown. The entire Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans has agreed to hear the state's appeal of a recent lower court decision blocking 11 school districts from posting the Ten Commandments in every school classroom. The gunman who injured an East Texas police officer is still on the run. Governor's office offering $10,000 reward for information leading to the capture of Bobby Dennis. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
Digging, loading, transporting, or cleaning, Case G-Series wheel loaders are built to run hard, not hot, day in and day out. With its impressive combination of features, including SCR engine technology, superior breakout force, unmatched fuel efficiency, best-in-class visibility, and state-of-the-art cab, the Case G-Series is resetting the standard for overall productivity for the lowest total cost of operation. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by your local ASCO today.
Whatever you're facing, whatever you're struggling with, the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline can help. Trained counselors are available 24/7 to provide confidential support at no cost to you. If you or someone you know is having a mental health crisis, call or text 988. Or to chat, visit texas988.org. With 988, you're not alone in the Lone Star State.
Thanks. Weather forecast. Temperatures are dropping into the middle 40s by tomorrow morning, but back we go into the middle 70s by the afternoon on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts, Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYO.
Financial news on KFYO.
I'm Jennifer Scordo with Your Money Now. Streaming giant Spotify reported strong third quarter results while increasing premium subscribers by 12% to 281 million. However, the company issued weak guidance for revenue and new subscribers for the new quarter. Shares of Spotify dropped just over 2% today. The band No Doubt, starring Gwen Stefani, will make some history when it performs 12 shows at the Sphere in Las Vegas beginning next May. They'll be the first female-fronted act to headline the venue, which opened just 2 years ago. Ticket prices for shows at the Sphere range from $200 to $300. The U.S. government shutdown is on track to become the longest one ever. This after a short-term funding bill failed in the Senate once again today. Today is day 35 of the shutdown. Tomorrow, day 36, will surpass the previous record set in early 2019. Stocks finished down with the Dow Industrials down 251 points. The NASDAQ finished down 2% or 486 points. And the S&P 500 fell 80. And that's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Listen to News Talk KFYO at home or at the office on your Amazon Alexa device. Just tell Alexa to play KFYO for the latest news, opinion, and weather. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO. Listen at home, in the car, in your office, or on the go.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Simon Owen in London.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines. All in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio.
Heard right here on News Talk KFYO.
Empowering West Texas with news that matters. News Talk 95.1 FM, 790 AM, KFYO.
It's the Chad Hasty Show.
All right, back on the Chad Hasty Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. This Tuesday, November 4th, polls open until 7 p.m. Get out and vote. Especially if you're updated on the issues, get out there and cast your ballot and make a difference out there. Let's see, Dallas Morning News story. About the Texas Senate race, headline, Wesley Hunt pumping up the volume in the U.S. Senate Republican primary. U.S. Rep. Wesley Hunt's entry into the Republican primary for the U.S. Senate has added a new dimension to a race otherwise dominated by the sniping between incumbent John Cornyn and his challenger, Ken Paxton. The Houston congressman last week urged Cornyn and Paxton to schedule a three-way pre-Thanksgiving debate, a call Cornyn brushed aside when asked about it by the Dallas Morning News. Quite look forward to a debate with the Attorney General, Cornyn said, adding Hunt hasn't done enough to rate inclusion on a debate stage. Really? Nobody knows who Wesley Hunt is. That is so. What is the word I'm looking for? Arrogant. Wesley Hunt is a congressman. He's an elected official. Yeah, sure, he doesn't have the big name John Cornyn. But you're saying, oh, he's not fit to be on the debate stage with you? Really? He's an elected official. He's well-liked in Republican and conservative circles. He's well-liked within MAGA circles. You know, this the Cornyn campaign team who I've already heard from privately. But the Cornyn campaign team, they're really mad that Wesley Hunt is in this race. I don't know what they're doing. They've forgotten all about Ken Paxton, which Paxton's team's got to love, by the way. And they're focused all their fire on a guy who supposedly doesn't matter. Nobody knows who Wesley Hunt is. This is from the same campaign that launched a game last week, a website that had a game on it about whiny Wesley Hunt. And they issue press releases nearly every day on a guy who supposedly nobody knows about. But you're doing a lot of punching down at him. But you don't want to have him on a debate stage. Cornyn also rejected a reporter's suggestion that Hunt caused the race to heat up, saying the contest has merely become louder as a result of the additional candidate. The Paxton campaign did not respond to a request for comment on the race. Hunt and his allies have run biography-heavy ads so far beyond his Houston area district, emphasizing his support for President Trump, his military background, and status as a family man. Recent polling shows Cornyn and Paxton remain better known among Texas voters statewide. Joining them in a debate would help raise Hunt's profile. It could boost his fundraising for what was expected to be an expensive campaign. In his debate appeal sent to political consultants for the other two campaigns, Hunt alluded to the tens of millions of dollars already spent on the race and noted that the March 3rd primary is about 4 months away. Quote, "The race cannot be about personal blood feuds between candidates," Hunt said in his letter. "Should focus on the policies the Texans care most about." Cornyn has sought to capitalize on Hunt's lack of name ID, trying to define him early as an attention-seeking egoist who overstates his alignment with Trump and disdains legislative grunt work. Hunt has responded by saying Cornyn is the one out to deceive Republican primary voters, masquerading as a Trump supporter after repeatedly finding himself at odds with Trump on policy and politics. Paxton and Hunt are operating, for now at least, under what appears to be a non-aggression pact. They have focused their rhetorical fire away from one another and at Cornyn, criticizing the longtime incumbent as the Republican in name only. Well, there's a reason for that. It's because they're working together on this. Now, look, I'm sure Wesley Hunt would love to become the next senator. But I think also Wesley Hunt wants to take down John Cornyn. And here's what I think. I think John Cornyn is very upset at Wesley Hunt for jumping in this race because he knows. I see a few of the Twitter people who are like, Wesley Hunt, he's being mean to Paxton by jumping into this thing. You people don't know what you're talking about. You have no idea what you're talking about. Wesley Hunt is damaging John Cornyn. There's a reason why Paxton's just sitting back and going, I'm going to sit over here. Y'all have fun. Wesley Hunt's not doing any damage. to Ken Paxton. He's doing damage to John Cornyn, and John Cornyn looks at Wesley Hunt, and on, you know, in one way he's like, "Oh, this guy doesn't matter," and the other one, he's like, all he can do, all the Cornyn camp does is talk bad about Wesley Hunt, who has a very good voting record, by the way, and yes, is aligned with MAGA, and yes, is very conservative. Let's see. Since January of 2023, Hunt has missed 281 of 1,523 roll call votes, according to GovTrack. That's 18.5% of votes he's missed, significantly higher than the median 2%. And guess what? That's a fine debate point right there. Why have you missed so many votes? That's fine. You don't think John Cornyn's ever missed a vote? Quote, Texans deserve leaders who show up, Cornyn campaign says on one of its websites, attacking Hunt. Congressman has responded by painting the attacks as low blow because many of his missed votes were due to family obligations. Hunt, who has three kids, said his son spent the early part of his life in neonatal intensive care unit, and his wife also has serious health issues. Quote, I missed votes so I could stand by my son's bed in the NICU, pray that he lived another day. I missed votes so I could hold Emily's hand while she underwent emergency medical procedures due to complications from the birth of our youngest son, child. The article then gets into who the most pro-Trump is. So have a debate. Why not? Why not have a little debate about it? And I think it'd be fine. I don't think it needs to happen before Thanksgiving. I don't think it needs to happen before Thanksgiving. But after, I think after Christmas into the new year, yeah, sure. Texter, Wesley Hunt's a veteran, very smart, well-spoken, and a Christian. He'll definitely get my vote. Gwen and Lubbock, arrogant, condescending, infuriating. Shame on Cornyn. And from Gwen in Lubbock. I just, you know, again, some of the moves that they're making, they've got some big professionals working for them inside the Cornyn camp. Who am I to question which direction they're moving? Who am I to question it? 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls, your text. The two restaurants from your past that you'd love to bring back. What are they? Getting a lot of text coming in. We'll be right back.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hastie Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hastie Show podcast. The Chad Hastie Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hastie Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
When you see a car that's been in a bad crash, it's no accident. When it backs traffic up for miles, no accident. And if there's a fatality involved, somebody died, that's no accident either. A lot of the time, it was speeding. And it's no accident that speeding is a factor in more than 150,000 crashes every year in Texas, many of them fatal. So slow down. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
Fox on Tech.
You get to, like, actually be in the scene, look around, just feel for everything. A rural police department recruit, Tyler Frick, says he's using Axon's virtual reality technology to prepare for scenarios including de-escalation, taser use, and high-stress interactions. Axon's Ty Liu says the technology keeps getting more advanced and easier to use.
It's filmed with live actors who are reenacting scenarios, and we have a lot of content there focused on a wide range of topics, from mental health to people who are experiencing drug overdose or encountering domestic violence.
Aurora Police Sergeant Faith Goodrich says the device also helps free up other important resources.
It really helps on manpower for my staff, the training staff, when we can have, 10 or 15 recruits all doing the exact same scenario at the same time.
With Fox on Tech, Kennedy Hayes, Fox News.
This is Clay Travis. Don't forget to catch Buck and me on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show weekdays from 11 to 2 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Chad Hasty Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Let's see. Coming up in the next hour, we'll continue to get to your text messages. We'll do that also here in just a bit. We've got other news of the day to get into as well. Let's see. Some more text messages coming in on what two restaurants from your past would you like to see come back? Let's see. Listener and Wichita Falls, Underwoods Barbecue, and Luby's. Let's see, bring back Chi-Chi's and Steak and Ale. Let's see, another texture, bringing back Underwoods. Bennigan's for another texture as well. Hot Dog Castle in the Pancake House. Robert from Abilene. Texture. Robert also says, wish the Democrats would stop with the climate crisis already. It's got to be a climate crisis. You can't just walk away from it. Man, too many people on the Democrat side making a lot of money off of the climate crisis. Let's see. I would bring back Furs in the Good Days. I would have had... And I would have baked halibut and lemon meringue pie. I would also bring back the Brittany, great burgers and fun atmosphere. Ordering on the booth phones. That from Sue weighing in. I never got to experience the Brittany. Let's see. Brad and Merkel. I'm against 16-year-olds voting, as most 16-year-olds I know are aware of most political issues. Of course, that's true with many adults, too. My pet peeve is having different ages for different things be considered adults. 18 is for some things, 21 for others. Make it all the same. Either you're considered an adult or you're not. Another texture with Gardskis. Mark in California says, just one, Bob's Big Boy. Is there another vote for Shakey's coming in and Cattle Baron? Let's see. A vote for Hunt is a vote for Cornyn. That's not accurate at all. That's extremely not accurate. Not one bit. A vote for Wesley Hunt is actually a vote for Wesley Hunt. Shockingly, that's how that goes. Wesley Hunt is not jumping into this race to help John Cornyn. I can tell you that. Thinking otherwise is You're not seeing the whole picture. You're not seeing the whole picture if you think that Wesley Hunt jumped into this race to help John Cornyn. And there's just, Wesley Hunt is in this thing for a couple reasons. One, sure, he'd love to win. Two, he would love to help take down John Cornyn. There's when I had Wesley Hunt, I was subbing in for Mark Davis. This was back last year. Or maybe it was earlier this year, I guess. In Dallas, and had him on, and he said, "Yeah, we're going to be in contact with the Paxton campaign, see what they're going to do, and then you know we'll have an announcement later on." That's all I needed to know. Yeah, if your campaign is built around, we're going to see what this guy's going to do, see how everything's going, and then we'll have an announcement maybe sometime. Yeah, you're pretty much working with that person. That's what that means. You're in cahoots with that person. And this is what happens in many campaigns. There was a reason why at the very beginning, Paxton, when his polling was at 16 points above John Cornyn, you didn't hear much from Wesley Hunt. Now that the polling has come back down to earth, now Wesley Hunt jumps into this thing. Because it's much easier if John Cornyn gets into a runoff, it's much easier to take down an incumbent in a runoff. Much easier. The people who are committed to voting for Ken Paxton, they're committed. They're going to vote for Ken Paxton. But there's a group of people out there who go, you know what? I don't really like Ken Paxton that much because of the personal stuff. I don't like him. I don't know if I can trust him, but I definitely don't want to vote for John Cornyn. What do I do? Oh, this guy here, Wesley Hunt. And then there are also people who just really like Wesley Hunt and go, yeah, he's a good conservative, good MAGA guy. I'm gonna vote for him. But no, the idea a vote for Hunt is a vote for Cornyn, that's not true. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and more.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.
It's official. Fox News can now be heard on News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM, KFYO. Tune in each and every day for the Fox News headlines, Fox Business reports, and stick around for the weekends with Fox News Rundown on Saturdays and Fox News Sunday. Spread the word. Fox is now on KFYO.
Take KFYO wherever you go with the KFYO app, News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO Lubbock.
It's 6 o'clock in Texas.
Awaiting results. I'm Lisa LaSera. It's 7 o'clock in the East, and polls have just closed in Virginia. The Fox News Decision Desk says it's too early to call the key races in the Commonwealth. In the election for governor, Democrat Abigail Spanberger has a slim lead. In the attorney general's race, her fellow Democratic candidate Jay Jones is not doing as well. That race is even tighter. Fox's Rich Edson is following the governor's race.
The candidates for governor, Abigail Spanberger, the Democrat, and Republican Winston Earl Sears wrapped their closing arguments with Spanberger campaigning against Republicans in Washington and Earl Sears painting Spanberger as extreme.
Polls in New York City, where people are voting for mayor, open for about another 2 hours. The city could elect its first Democratic socialist in Zoran Mamdani.
34-year-old is promising to make New York City more affordable, which is the top issue for people. Free buses, freezing the rent. But former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who is running as an independent, says the Democratic socialist is making empty promises. Republican candidate candidate Curtis Sliwa promising to put public safety first if he's elected.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in Brooklyn. The Associated Press is reporting nearly 1.5 million people had voted in the mayoral election, according to the city's Board of Elections, with turnout already surpassing the total votes cast in any New York City mayoral election in the past 20 years. President Trump may not be on the ballot, but he could influence the governor's race in New Jersey. The president campaigned for Jack Cittarelli, holding a teleconference last night.
In tonight's governor's race, Republican Jack Cittarelli says he's confident about voter turnout today, while Democrat Mikey Sherrill's optimistic about the Democrats' early vote advantage.
Fox's Brian Yenis in New Jersey. A UPS plane with three people on board has crashed on takeoff from the airport in Louisville, Kentucky, igniting a huge fire on the ground. UPS says it's not confirmed any casualties or injuries. America is listening to Fox News.
Local events, newsmakers, and information. It's Sunrise LBK on KFYO.
Coming up on Sunrise LBK on Wednesday.
Hey, we'll have the King Kong, or I should say the Godzilla of car repair, Larry Williams of Williams Brake, Tint, and Tire.
Actually, he's the star of your car.
That's right.
Hey, we're also going to be talking with the Mindful Market. Got another one coming up. Last one was fantastic. It's all natural.
Ooh.
Coming up on Sunrise LBK in the morning on KFYO. The news and talk of West Texas.
What's up, Lane's weather forecast this evening. The temperatures are dropping overnight into the middle 40s. By morning, the temperatures drop in the middle 40s and then begin to move back up again, with temperature readings in the middle 70s by the afternoon. The weather is brought to you by the Sonic $1.99 menu. Get so much good stuff for $1.99. Live free, eat Sonic. Meteorologist Ron Roberts of Lubbock's official weather station. News Talk KFYO.
Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
To the Chad Hasty Show. Final hour of the program. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Now, hang on. I'm looking through here. Nick, did you get the invite to the happy hour thing? That was for tonight, right? Yeah. Now, they scheduled the happy hour during the middle of this show. You think they did that on purpose, by the way? Keep us away? Now, see...
Well, first of all...
That's just wrong.
I agree.
Yeah.
Now, you and I, we are known party animals.
Oh, yeah.
We get crazy on the dance floor.
Yes.
We just let loose. So, you know, I think they decided, you know what?
Look, this was a 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. event. That's
a little rough for us to make.
Well, yeah. Yes. But as far as going out, that's not bad. I could take that. I could. If
you that's a good time for you?
If that's a Saturday,
no.
I'm good. Yeah. I could an hour, 4:30 to 5:30?
At any time, an hour is good.
That's not a good bad limit. Yeah. I could do that. No. I could do that. No. But they're like, hey, everybody, we're taking the new, you know.
Yeah, the new so-and-so.
The new boss.
Yeah.
We're going to go out. We're all going to hang out, have a great time.
How about from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.?
Sure. Just during the middle of the Hastie's show. Everybody come out. It's on us.
You know, I was tempted to really just go.
Yeah.
And,
me too.
Just, I don't know, let you fend for yourself. Really.
I was just going to do the show out there.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
But I did, let me tell you this, it was very, very happy about, you know, putting in there, hey, everybody come out. We'd love to have you. Love to see you.
Yeah.
I sent back a message going, hey, won't be able to make it. Would love to. Doing a radio show. But if you want to send some chips and queso, maybe some margaritas, you want to send them our way,
yeah.
Didn't hear anything. Did not get even a email back. Just
it's really not worth
silence.
The time.
Yeah, just so I'm sitting here going, well, where's the it's happy hour?
Where are my margaritas?
Where's
right
the
now?
Margaritas right now? Where's the chips and queso? Let's go.
I can go make a run if you want. I'll go make a margarita trip.
No, I think they're gone.
And oh well,
because it was 4:30 to 5:30. It was a happy hour. They're
it's
gone.
Been a while since then. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I hope they had fun. I hope it was a great time.
I hope they didn't.
Okay. All right. Well.
Yeah. You're gonna host an event during this show. No. I'm bitter. No. I'm not gonna wish happiness on you. No.
You know what? Enjoy your sad hour.
Yes.
You know, I don't even want it to be a happy hour for
you.
No.
Let's do some day, some day happy hour. Sounds better than day drinking.
Yeah.
Let's do.
It's more positive.
Let's do, why not 2:30? No. We can do 2:30. I can do that. I can make it work.
That is an odd time for a happy hour.
Again.
2:30 in the afternoon.
I'm making it about me.
I am putting
this show first.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like you got America first, the Chad Hastie show first. I'm putting the show first.
As you and I both should.
Yes, absolutely. As I do every day and you do once or twice a month.
Without hesitation.
Yes. And so, with the email, hey, would love to have everybody.
No.
See you out there. Well, how much you want to bet somebody went, where's Hastie?
At most gatherings, work-related, they do always say that.
I think so. I think
hear that
because
all the time.
It's always during the showtime.
And there's whisperings, too. Everybody's always asking
they're
where you are.
They're probably like, you know what? He's just standoffish, and he doesn't want to come out and hang out with us.
It's not a party without him.
Yeah.
What are we supposed to do?
Oh, no, they have a party. Oh, no, they're...
They have fun without
him. Yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely. Let's see some texts that have come in. Your running topic continuing the... Two restaurants from your past that you'd love to bring back. Let's see. The Village in Canyon, Texas. An Underwood barbecue everywhere. Duff's Buffet. Let's see. Shakey's was a great time. Large pizza pies and cold pitchers of beer. Great time. That from Paul and Post. Rick in Lubbock, I never watched The View, but Margie Taylor Greene was on this morning. I thought, oh, wow, that's going to be a catfight, but no. She's very composed. I think her objective was to go on the show to educate those View people. Margie Taylor Greene. And she's come out against some of the stuff that Trump's doing, and she's not too happy with the Republicans in the House right now over the shutdown. I'm telling you right now, she's trying to remake herself. She's doing the great political makeover that we have seen time after time after time. Margie Taylor Greene wants to move up. Oh, boy, does she want to move up. And she wants to keep. Here's what I think is going on with MTG. And I could be very wrong, okay? I don't spend a lot of time thinking about Margie Taylor Greene or studying Margie Taylor, but I've seen changes. Because she came in, Margie Taylor Greene came in as crazy as a lunatic. I mean, that's how she was framed, was as a lunatic, crazy person, but big-time populist, big-time MAGA, big-time Trump supporter. Right? I think we can all agree with that. The news media said she's crazy, she's nuts, and she kind of was on some things. And she's crazy, and she's nuts, she's a populist, and then she's getting into fights with Jasmine Crockett, which was kind of funny to see. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, she knows how to get that attention. She knows how to get the camera to focus on her. Well, Trump's going to be done in a couple of years. Trump's is going to be, and you're going to see this, mark my words, you're going to see this from a lot of Republicans over the next year or two. They're going to go under the Great Political Makeover. Ted Cruz has done it a little bit. Ted Cruz, who comes out sometimes against what Donald Trump is doing, but not too much because he doesn't want to get slapped. But Ted Cruz comes out against some stuff that, like some of the tariffs and some of the things that Trump does. And then he goes back and you don't hear much from Ted Cruz. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's out there. MTG is known for being 100% pro-Trump. That's what she's known for. She's known for being in lockstep with Donald Trump. And she knows that Trump is about to leave. So what does she do? What is next for MTG? What is best for MTG? And I think she's undergoing this. I think she's got some new consultants. I think she's got some new people going, hey, you need to continue to be a populist, but you need to widen the net. You need to widen the net a little bit, okay? You need to be the people's populist. Tone down the crazy and say, hey, we need lower prices on health care. My constituents need lower prices on health care. My constituents can't afford this. And guess what? That ranks high with Republicans, and it ranks high with Democrats, and it ranks high with independents. She's up for re-election. So she's got to raise money. She's got to be out there. She's got to show people that she's a fighter. What she's doing is fighting for the people, and that she doesn't agree with this shutdown because it's going to cost her constituents money. Her constituents are seeing their health care costs go up, and she doesn't like that. She's fighting for them. That's how she's framing this. She went on The View, and they tried to get her to say bad things about Trump, and she wouldn't do it. She wouldn't take the bait. She made some disagreements, but they were mainly with the Speaker of the House. Now she has criticized Trump recently, but MTG is going through the great political transformation. She wants to play on the national level. And I'm telling you this, even though she's a little bit crazy, voters kind of like a little bit crazy. And I think someone who is trying to bring on that populist, the people's populist, trying to, you know, stay on that branch of populism out there, in a state where Republican votes are sorely needed, she's trying to reach out, not really reach out across the aisle, but trying to bring some independents, more independents into the fold. She's looking to get reelected. And I think, seriously, I think she wants to look at vice president in the future. I think she wants to look at, you know, maybe running for president in the future. I think she wants to run. I think she would love for her name to be, mentioned as a possible vice presidential candidate. I think she would love to be in the next president's cabinet. So So she's trying to expand the brand of MTG. And what you thought was MTG is not really MTG. What you heard from the liberal media is not the real MTG. It's this version of MTG. It's the friendlier version of MTG. It's the more approachable version of MTG. It's the MTG who's fighting for everybody. She's not talking about space aliens shooting lasers down and burning down cities. She's not, that's not her anymore. That's the old MTG. This version of MTG, she's not happy with what Republicans are doing on the shutdown. She's not happy with it at all, but she's also not happy with the Democrats, because the Democrats get in this if they really wanted to. She's not happy with the Republicans because the Republicans don't really have a plan for health care. By the way, she's not really wrong on that. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls, your texts. Folks, you're going to see a lot of these political makeovers over the next couple of years. Just get ready. We'll be right back.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hasty Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Do you have kids? Then you know the importance of properly installing their car seats and buckling them up correctly to protect them from injuries. Unfortunately, most parents think their children are safely buckled, but that's not always the case. Visit SaveMeWithASeat.org to easily sign up for a free car seat inspection near you. Keep your kids safe with properly installed car seats and by buckling them up correctly so you can save them with a seat. Brought to you by TxDOT.
Chad Hasty Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Tomorrow, you're probably going to see a lot of think pieces about what tonight's results mean for Trump, what it means for the Republicans, what it means for the Democrats, what it means for the midterms. And yeah, there may be some things here and there to look at. But not really. What happens tonight in the different elections? Okay, well, you're going to see some Democrat wins. You're going to see socialism rise. But it's not socialism in Abilene. It's not socialism in even Dallas. New York City, which, you know, you can sit here all you want to and go, I'm shocked that this could ever happen in a city like New York City. Why? What have you been missing when paying attention to the Democrat Party and where the Democrat Party has been heading? No one should be surprised that a socialist, a communist could win in New York City. No one should be surprised by that. One, you can say what you want about Cuomo and everything. There was really no good opposition candidate. There just wasn't. I guess Cuomo tried his best, and he may still pull it off. Who knows? But I don't think he will. But But it's New York City where this is happening. And, you know, there was a report yesterday that Republicans are going to, you know, look at trying to block. I don't think they should. If Mamdani wins, let him take the oath of office, get him sworn in as mayor of New York City, and let's see what happens. Won't be good for those who live there. Won't be good for the New Yorkers. Won't be good for those in the area. But you know what? Elections have consequences. And the people of New York City should have known better. But they're probably going to vote for this Mamdani guy because he's young. He's against Trump and against the man. And let's remember that the Democrat Party has been speeding quickly towards socialism. Bernie Sanders should have won the nomination over Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton was saved by the DNC rules and the elites within the party. She was saved. Her campaign was saved. But Bernie Sanders should have been the nominee for the Democrats. He had the momentum. He had the young voters. He had everything going in his direction until the establishment broke in for the Democrats. This is what they do. They don't care about the actual voters. So are you going to be able to take a lot away from the election results tonight? I really don't believe so. Again, those who have an agenda, the Democrat news media, they're going to say this shows that people have had enough. And they can do that because historically, the party that's in the White House, they lose in the midterms. And that could still happen, even with Texas redoing some of the lines, that could absolutely still happen in this upcoming midterm election cycle. People are going to vote with their wallet. They're going to vote on how the economy is doing. They're going to vote on how much money they've been able to save. They're going to be able to vote. They're going to vote on the closest thing to them. And by the way, Donald Trump's not going to be on the ballot. And I don't care what you say about the strength of the Republican Party. The Republican Party has not shown during the Trump era that they can win without Trump's name on a ballot. Go back and look at the midterms. Go back and look at what was supposed to be the red wave. Didn't happen. So you can say all you want. Oh, well, Trump, you know, they got through the redistricting. They got that done in Texas. Yeah, but it fell apart everywhere else. And people are still paying a line at the grocery store. Is it Biden's fault that the prices were that high? Yes. But people aren't going to blame Joe. We'll be right back.
The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Anti-lock brakes. Automatic lane correction. Rear view backup cameras. Of all the many features and vehicles designed to keep you safe, the most effective one is you. There are more big trucks and other vehicles on our roads these days, but you can safely share the road by keeping your eyes off your phone, slowing down, buckling up, and making sure you have plenty of room when passing. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
DSN headlines. It's election day in Texas with voters deciding the fate of 17 constitutional amendments. The polls close at 7. Dallas County Commissioner's Court giving $1 million to the North Texas Food Bank to support residents in need. The donation to provide immediate support for families facing food insecurity in the wake of the government shutdown and lapse in funding for SNAP benefits. The entire Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans agrees to hear Texas' appeal of a lower court decision blocking the posting of the Ten Commandments in 11 school districts. The gunman who injured an East Texas police officer, Jacksonville, still on the run. The governor's office offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to the capture of 64-year-old Bobby Dennis. He's been added to the DPS 10 most wanted list. 64-year-old black male, about 5'9", 152 pounds. He's either joking or proposing something that could violate the Constitution. Governor Abbott tweeting that he might try to put a 100% tariff on people who abandon New York City to come to Texas if Zohran Mamdani is elected mayor. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
Hurt in a car or truck wreck? Call Frankel & Frankel first. Mark and Scott Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Texas, have been fighting for your rights for over 25 years. Before becoming personal injury lawyers, they defended insurance companies, so they know all the tricks and tactics insurers use to deny your claim. Trust the experienced, family-owned, and highly awarded Frankel & Frankel to put you first and get the resolution you deserve. And remember, it's a felony for an attorney to reach out to you directly or indirectly via third parties within the first 30 days after an accident. During this period, an attorney may only send a letter. Frankel and Frankel make it easy. From the free consultation to the very first phone call, they handle everything with no out-of-pocket costs. They only get paid when you win. If you or a loved one has been injured, reach out to Frankel and Frankel today at frankelfirm.com. That's FRENKEL, firm.com. Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
What's up, Lane's weather forecast this evening. The temperatures are dropping overnight into the middle 40s. But by morning, the temperatures drop in the middle 40s and then begin to move back up again, with temperature readings in the middle 70s by the afternoon. The weather is brought to you by the Sonic $1.99 menu. Get so much good stuff for $1.99. Live free, eat Sonic. Meteorologist Ron Roberts, Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYO.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Wednesday on This Morning, America's First News, breaking down the election results in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Virginia, and New York City. Hear what voters are saying. Also, in a housing market where home prices and mortgage rates remain high, we'll look at how adjustable rate mortgages are coming back. And what's ahead for healthcare as students show disinterest in becoming doctors? Wednesday on This Morning, America's First News. Weekday mornings at 5 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A preemie baby from New York who was in the NICU for 146 days and finally got to go home makes today's Dean's List. Trinity Alexandria Rose Taylor weighed just 1 pound 14 ounces when she was born at 26 weeks. Doctors called her a micro preemie and a miracle. She faced big challenges with her underdeveloped lung, her heart, and eyesight, but was a fighter every single day. Her parents, Letitia Morris and David Taylor, say her survival is a miracle. The NICU was a second home for Trinity's family, giving her critical care, monitoring, and saying many prayers. And finally, when she was able to go home, the hospital made sure it was a day to remember. Doctors, nurses, and staff all lined the hallways, clapping and cheering as Trinity and her family walked the red carpet. She weighed over 11 pounds when she went home and will now just return for regular checkups going forward. Janice Dean, Fox News.
The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Don't forget about Chad. Find Chad on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on X and Instagram. It's the Chad Hasty Show.
Welcome back to the Chad HD Show. Appreciate you being out there. You can send in your thoughts on the text line at 806-680-2790. One texter, Luby's, Mr. Berger. If I was allowed to vote when I was 16, I would have voted straight Democrat because I was an unaffordable moron. Public school completely failed me when it came to history and politics. Another text. Rick says, if New York City votes in Mandani, the commie, they get what they deserve. Yeah. Let's see. Another texture. Ken Paxton wants to bring his nanny state politics nationwide. I've never voted in a primary before because I don't consider myself a Democrat or Republican, but I will be voting this time against Paxton. Interesting text. What do you mean by nanny state politics? And you've never voted in a primary before because you don't consider yourself Democrat or Republican. Huh. So you've never thought there was a better candidate in either of the two? Or? That's interesting to me. I don't get that. It's fine if you want to consider yourself an independent. I'm kind of surprised that you've never voted in a primary before. You can text in 806-680-2790. And I'd be very interested to know what nanny state politics that you think Paxton would bring as a senator. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Speaker Mike Johnson warns Tucker Carlson and conservatives against amplifying anti-Semitism. Pressed about whether Carlson's views and voice in particular give a place in the conservative movement following his decision to give Nick Fuentes opportunity to air his noxious views, Johnson said conservatives have an obligation to speak up about anti-Semitism, quote, wherever it is. Quote, look, I heard a compilation of some of the worst things that Nick Fuentes has said. It's absolutely outrageous, Johnson said. Some of the things he has said are just blatantly anti-Semitic, racist, anti-American, anti-Christian for that matter. I think we have to call out anti-Semitism wherever it is. And I don't think, whether it's Tucker or anybody else, I don't think we should be giving a platform to that kind of speech. He has a First Amendment right, but we shouldn't ever amplify it, Johnson added. Well, those days are gone. I mean, anyone can have a podcast now. Anyone can have their voice amplified due to social media. It doesn't happen for everybody, obviously. But Nick Fuentes, he's famous because he said outrageous things on YouTube. That's kind of why he's famous. And I didn't know who he was until, maybe last year. I'd not heard of him. And, you know, look, I think that if you're going to have him on your show, if you're going to have him on a podcast, if you're going to have him, if you're going to give him a platform, if you will, which he already has his own platform. But if you're going to give a platform to someone like that, you better have questions ready for them. And you better be able to, better be ready to ask those questions and get answers. You know, Fuentes, there's another piece out today about Tucker Carlson and the Heritage Foundation and what's all, happening there and the split within the conservative movement. There's really not a split within the conservative movement. You've got some who think that, Tucker didn't do anything wrong, and that others who believe that this Fuentes guy is just saying things to say things, doesn't believe all this stuff. I think he does believe it. You know, I think Tucker Carlson, what he is, you see him go after Ted Cruz because Ted Cruz was in support of bombing Iran. And Carlson goes after Ted Cruz because of it. Well, and then you got this guy who comes on with Carlson and says, yeah, I'm a big fan of Joseph Stalin. You know, that's what Nick Fuentes said. He's a big fan of Joseph Stalin. And Tucker Carlson basically just is like, okay, cool, no problem. I think that's what people have a problem with. At the same time, we do have freedom of speech in this country. And if you want to, if you want to look that way, then you can do it. Again, I didn't think it was a great idea. I didn't think it was a great idea for Tucker Carlson to have the guy on. But do I think that? Do I think we need to get every single elected official to comment on it? No. No, I really don't. I think most of those who need to speak about it or talk about it have already done so. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can weigh in, sound off on any of the topics that we've been getting into today. Another app chat coming in. This is from Sarah on the app chat that was sent in. Actually, this one came in about 30 minutes ago. Just didn't see it until now. Chad would love to see Wesley Hunt on the debate stage between John Cornyn and Ken Paxton. I think you would see Hunt and Paxton double team and go after John Cornyn on most, if not all, the different topics. That's very possible. It's very possible. I think they probably played a little bit safer in the first debate, if there ever will be a debate. We'll see. I think we're supposed to have Cornyn on tomorrow. So maybe we'll talk to him about this. See what he thinks. See what he has to say. 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and more on the Chad Hasty Show.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, the Chad Hasty Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with the Chad Hasty Show podcast. The Chad Hasty Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hasty Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Everybody's felt sad, angry, or stressed before. That's okay, unless you're driving. Because when you're behind the wheel, these emotions could lead to serious injury or death. Emotional driving is a form of distracted driving because it keeps you from focusing on the road and other drivers, road workers, or pedestrians around you. So if you're sad, angry, or stressed, pull over safely and get control. Because your mood shouldn't put you or others in danger. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
back on the Chad Hastie Show as we begin to wrap things up. Thank you very much for tuning in. Appreciate you being out there and weighing in on all the topics of the day as we get closer to 7 p.m. and the polls closing out there. Remember, you can get out there and vote and still have a chance to do so. Let's see. Already, you've got the decision desk HQ projecting that Abigail Spanberger, a Democrat, will win the Virginia governor's race. So, that's one of the latest results already out of Virginia today. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can weigh in on any of the topics, any of the things that we've gotten into today. Let's see. Texture. Chad, what are your thoughts on the passing of Dick Cheney? It's kind of interesting. Obviously you have the news stories out there about Dick Cheney passing away. Republicans moved past the Cheneys. And there was an article, can't remember if it was USA Today or maybe the Washington Post today, about how the Republican Party today, much different than the Republican Party during the Bush era and the Cheney era, much different. And the Cheneys, they hated Donald Trump. We know that. In fact, I don't think we've seen anything from the White House on the passing of Dick Cheney. George W. Bush put out released a statement, as one would think that he would. Cheney died Monday night due to complications of pneumonia and cardiac and vascular disease, according to a statement from his family. He was 84 years old. Cheney, remembered as one of the most powerful vice presidents in American history, one of the primary architects of the country's war on terror after the 9/11 attacks. Senator Ted Cruz said in an interview on Fox News Tuesday that Cheney was an extraordinary public servant who worked diligently to keep Americans safe after 9/11. Cruz said there are Americans who are alive today because of just how vigorously he pursued our enemies. In his later years, Cheney broke with the Republican Party as he spoke out against President Trump's attempts to overturn the results of the election, said he would vote for Kamala Harris in the 2024 election. Now, again, he got the Trump derangement syndrome, and like many who have been excellent public servants or good public servants, have been applauded by Republican voters in the past. They come out and they go, oh, Trump is horrible. Trump is terrible. We can't vote. Oh, we're going to go and vote for Kamala Harris over Donald Trump. At that point, you sort of become irrelevant. When you say that you're going to vote for the other team, when you say you're going to vote for Kamala Harris, who had no business being in the Oval Office, and thank goodness she's not in the Oval Office right now. But when your attitude is, yeah, I'm going to vote for Kamala Harris over Donald Trump, your political obituary's pretty much done at that point. Pretty much wrapped up at that point. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can weigh in on the text line. Story out of USA Today. Majority of Americans blame Trump for the poor economy, according to a new poll. President Trump's approval rating dropped to one of the lowest levels seen during the second term in a new poll from CNN. In a survey released November 3rd, the president had a 37% approval rating, the lowest rating of a second term seen in a CNN polling, stands just 1 point higher than the 36% approval rating that Trump had at this point in his first presidential term. President's 63% disapproval rating in the poll, also noteworthy, has changed numbers stretching back to January of 2025. It's numerically the highest disapproval of either term throughout the CNN polls. Let's see. Stands 1 point above Trump's previous all-time high of 62% when he was leaving office in January of 2021. 42% approval, 58% disapproval rating for the president. Poll conducted October 27th through the 30th surveyed over 1,200 U.S. adults. Again, do I think Donald Trump is that unpopular? No. Do I think Republicans have a little bit more to be worried about when it comes to the economy and how it plays during the midterms? Yeah. Is there still time to turn all that around? Absolutely there is. And never count out the crazy Democrats to pull something absolutely nuts before the midterm elections. All right, enjoy the rest of your evening. Stay safe, stay healthy. God bless you all. We will see you back here tomorrow at 5 p.m.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.